couch with Bird, and you sitting here with another one of the dopest women I know. Let's just say, when it comes to speaking what's on your mind or speaking what's on her mind, she does that very well. And I've watched her provide insight on her show, Stella Talks. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Red Couch with Burn, Stella.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me here.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I pride my show on having these great minds, right? I love your brain. Her Virgo brain. Right? I don't know. I didn't even want to start the show off like this. But as I just said, Virgo brain, I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, man, Virgos are a piece of work.
Yeah, so they say.
Why do people say that? Because, like, I see a lot of people on social media type, like, what's the worst sign ever? What's the most toxic sign? And a lot of people say Virgos.
Really?
Yes.
As the most toxic?
Toxic, yes.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I've never heard that. But
you don't think you have any bad traits?
I don't, like, feed too much into the horoscope, like, characteristics.
Zodiac.
Zodiac characteristics. Mm-hmm. But I do, to an extent, I do believe in astrology. So mm-hmm. I do, to an extent, believe in you know, certain characteristics. But as far as, like, Virgos being the worst, I've never heard
that. I didn't say the worst. I'm just saying toxic.
The most I've heard is, like, Virgos are the most, like, analytical. Virgos are the most, like, they dissect things, which I think is very true. We do, like, overthink things a little bit. Some of us live in our heads a little bit too much. But I think that...
I do not know those traits.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Leo, don't get me started on Leos.
Go ahead. What you know about Leos? Tell me what you know about Leos.
Well, you guys are a bit stubborn, but you guys love Hollywood, though. That's right. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, right? But no. I think a lot of us have a little bit of, like, similar characteristics. Everything is just, like, a balance, you know? So that's why I say I don't feed too much into the, like...
I think with most signs or most... With the whole astrological signs and the zodiac or whatever, with everything comes maturity, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you fit the profile of what they say the typical Leo fits, some of those things you jump out of. Like,
yeah.
I used to be under that whole stereotypical, I guess, conceited thing that everybody used to say. But then I just noticed... I think I'm sometimes when I go places, I'm just the center of attraction in general. I see that sounds conceited, but it is, though. That's the energy. But before, I used to take it to the head a little bit. Now, you know, grown ass man, with everything comes maturity.
And humbleness.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And humbleness, yeah. So, but one of the things I did want to talk to you about, and we spoke about this earlier, was everything happening for a reason. So do you believe everything happens for a reason?
Listen, if you ask anyone that knows me, they will tell you that's one of my favorite lines to say, because I truly believe everything happens for a
Why,
reason.
Why though?
Everything happens for a reason because everything is full circle. It's just the circle of life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything is a cause or effect. You know, everything is a balance. There's a negative, there's a positive. You know, there's a up, there's a down. You know, there's good, there's bad. There's everything is a balance. So everything is full circle. You know, what you do, what you put out, you get back.
Okay, that's it right there. What you put out in the atmosphere comes back to you, which means that.
It's only two ways.
Which means that if you, whatever you do or your actions predict your future?
Yeah, in a way.
Right.
In a
way. Time is the most important thing.
Yeah. But you know,
what's more important than time?
I think some people was more important than time.
What's more important than time?
You know, a lot of people would that we should get back to that topic of time.
I'm telling you what we on it now. What's more important than time?
Honestly, there's nothing more important than time. Yeah.
Time is the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So that goes back to the beginning of, or the question that I asked you in the beginning. It's all the same thing. Like, everything happens for a reason because of time.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you put, for example, if you choose to eat 1,000 cheeseburgers right now, you're going to take some time off your goddamn life. Right? You took time.
Well, when you put it like that, yeah, 1,000 cheeseburgers. For sure.
No, but I'm just saying, it doesn't matter, though. But yeah, everything, timing is in everything, though.
That's true.
Every single thing that you could possibly imagine.
That's true. And what you do with that time, mm-hmm, right, is right, what matters, too. Because right, based on what you do on that time is what is going to come back to you. Is what right, you're going to attract. Right. So, and that's why I say everything happens for a reason. Because mm-hmm, now if you are, you know, if you've been a bully all your life, mm-hmm, and, you know, you're like, or you've been, or you're a murderer, a serial killer all your life.
Don't say bully, because you got Trump and you got 50 Cent. Them niggas was bullies.
Listen, you know what they say in the streets, like, about some people.
I don't know what they say in the streets about some people. What do
they say, like, you know, they say you live by the gun, you die by the gun.
Okay, you live by the
gun. Right, so that's a prime example.
Okay.
Right, to an extent, because, you know,
I guess unless you change your life.
True, but mm-hmm, even then, like, you see, like, movies and shows, or even stories of mm-hmm, years later, even after someone changing their life somehow, them yeah, dying by a gun still. It's like, it's yeah, just, like, you know.
I guess it happens. Welcome to the Red Couch with Burn. You on the red couch, and we sitting here with Stella. You already know. We already lit.
Mm-hmm.
And we putting that positivity in the atmosphere. Because atmosphere, that positivity. Now, let me stop. But yeah, but how important is it to put positivity in the atmosphere?
Listen, it is super positive. It's super positive. Super it is important. Super important to put positive energy out in the atmosphere and to be positive and walk in a room positive, because energy is contagious.
Mm.
Energy is super duper contagious. So at the end of the day, if I have a bad mood and I come into a room, I step into a room with that mood, you know, and that mood rubs off on Burns, mm-hmm, Mr. Burns, right? Then what? That mood might, it's going to be a domino effect. And now that mood might trickle down. You might go
that's
to visit
why everybody
your wife
walking and around here all angry and shit. Y'all not spreading that positivity in the atmosphere. Exactly. Y'all got to spread that positivity.
Yeah, that's what thank you for bringing that up. Because mm-hmm, even in, it, like, a lot of things in the media, the music, mm-hmm, you know, we live in such, like, a woke era right now. But we seem so woke, yet, mm-hmm, yet we still sleep.
Mm. We seem so woke, yet we still sleep.
Yeah. The music, certainly our music in particular.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kanye West said it on Drink Champs. He said the top five songs that you hear on Apple or Spotify or something like that was like, it was crazy. But, you know, like, what is art, though? Like, is our music is art. I think that some of it is exaggerated.
Mm.
I think rap can be exaggerated art sometimes. You know, like,
I like how you put that.
Like,
yeah,
half the stuff that you hear people are not doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that. But then it's like an art form to it, because if they're not doing it, but they can put it together in an intricate way, it makes it like, okay, yeah, I like the way you said that.
Yeah, true, true.
So that's
yeah,
where the art part comes in.
You're right about that.
That's where the art part comes in. So I don't know, the music, I love music, I love all types of music, but I love old school R&B music. That's what I like.
Yeah, my type of vibe.
I like old school R&B music. I like, I want to thank you. I can't really sing too much. Last time I sang something on a damn show, YouTube flagged me talking about.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I sang that good.
What song was it?
Lauryn Hill, Killing Me Softly.
Oh, wow.
I was singing it. Me and one of the guests that I had before, like in the first season. Yeah. We were singing Killing Me Softly, and YouTube flagged me and said that I was singing like the song,
right,
are you crazy?
Right.
I was hype, I ain't gonna lie. Flagged me to my sound good.
I'm glad you took that as that negative and turned it to a positive.
You feel me? But I never quit though. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about me is I never quit. Do you run into a lot of people that quit wanting to do what they want to do?
Yeah, I think every day. Mm-hmm. I think.
What advice do you give to people who want to quit?
You know, honestly, I used to go in depth and try to like change someone's perspective. Like when I mm-hmm. see that they're, you know, they have a negative mindset about a thing or a person mm-hmm. or some type of change. But now, my advice is everything at your own pace. Yeah, everything at your own pace. Like, I used to have this problem where I'm at in my level of elevation, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get that person there. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's like a coworker, mm-hmm. like that I'm not that close to, but, you know, I see them often enough to hear, you know, what's going on, and you feel comfortable enough to vent to me. Sometimes, I don't know, people just have that like attraction to me. Yeah, right. And I don't mind that, right? Because I'm transparent and I... Huh?
I said all Virgos say that.
All Virgos say
people
that?
Like talking to me.
I learned that everything
Everything happens
at your own pace. Yeah, my pace is different from your pace. Your pace is different from her pace. Her pace is different from his pace. You know, and we just gotta respect different perspectives.
Different perspectives. That's what the show is about. Different perspectives. Because when you let's say, for example, you was digging for gold, right? And you knew that the gold was right there. You knew it was there, right? So you dig. And then, like, that last day, you like, oh, my God. Like, I am so tired of digging, right? And you're done. You know what? I quit. I can't do this no more. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I want to take a shower. I've been down here for 20 days straight digging for gold. And then somebody else comes right behind you and goes, tap, tap, tap. Oh, and they move the dirt, and next thing you know, they find the gold. So quitting could be done at the wrong time.
That's true.
So, like you said, going back to what you said, everything should happen at your own pace. So, which means you don't have any room to quit. Because if you're doing it at your own pace, why are you quitting? What's like? What's the rush?
Right.
Why are you rushing for?
I think you should only quit if you know for a fact, mm-hmm. and you should know yourself. You should know, you know, your rhythm, your daily mm-hmm. routine, and be real with yourself and be transparent. If you know for a fact you're not being consistent, you know, if you know for a fact that you're not like putting in daily routines and daily rhythms, and even if that has, you know, a lot to, you know, it doesn't even have to be. As long as you're taking care of mind, body, and soul, you know, because mind, body, and soul is gonna, that whatever it is you want to do, once mind, body, and soul is aligned, you should be able to easily
create
a rhythm.
How do you take care of your mind, body, and soul simultaneously? Like, body, you do what? Go to the gym, right? Eat right.
Yeah.
Eat right.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah,
body. What about your mind? How do you feed your mind?
Mm-hmm. How do you feed your mind?
I'm asking you.
Yeah. So, no, great question. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, how do you feed your mind? Mm-hmm. Because that's a different question for everyone, right? Mm. You know, like...
So, there's different ways you can feed your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, what might feed my mind, mm-hmm. you may... Like, I like to read. Mm-hmm. Some people don't actually like... Like, I like to actually physically read. I hate reading, like, on a computer, or I hate reading on a phone, or... I like to read books, actual real books, mm-hmm. because the light on, you know, devices, sometimes
make
it messes with...
Make you want to go to sleep.
It messes with my eyes. I think we the generation that grew up on watching TVs growing up, mm-hmm. and now this newer generation, they on the littlest screens, but either way, it's not the same as an actual book, but mm-hmm. that's another, you know, topic mm-hmm. for why I choose to...
Read books.
Some people, they rather listen to audiobooks. You know, because they have trouble.
So what type of books can you read to feed your mind?
Well, for me personally, mm-hmm. like positive books. I like positive books. I like realistic books.
Realistic?
You know? Mm-hmm.
Realistic fiction.
Realistic fiction, you know.
Okay. You don't like hood books?
When I was in high school.
Yeah. I seen a book that the name of the book was... Section 8 Chicks.
No way.
A hood rat novel.
No
way. I swear to everything. Section 8 Wifeys, a hood rat novel.
Nah, not Section 8 Wifeys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had me a Section 8 chick before, I ain't gonna lie.
Ah, I feel you.
Section 8. How much your rent? $2. I need 18 right now. What you talking about? Section 8 is... I wish I could have Section 8 right now too. Come on,
right.
Damn, stop playing.
Sure.
They need to start making things fit our criteria, like middle class or whatever you want to call us, people that got some money, but we ain't really got no money. You know what I'm saying?
No facts. Middle class is like the... It's the class that, like, gets it the worst, I feel.
And you know what? New York is expensive.
Yes, it is.
So I don't even know if you want... You could just might as well call everybody that live in New York rich, because if you move us out of here and put us somewhere else, we're going to be like, damn, that's it?
Right.
That's
right.
All you got to pay?
Right.
That's crazy. That's how it is, right. though. You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with this beautiful young lady, Stellar. From Stellar Talks. How you doing today? Again, you doing good?
I'm good.
She's doing good. She's doing good. I was just thinking of something. You know what's crazy? When I was in the barbershop, all the barbers had bald heads.
They've been there, done that.
Nurses smoke cigarettes. Like, y'all literally about to go operate on somebody. And pull a cancer out of them, but you about to smoke a cigarette before you go do that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things like that got me to thinking, oh, this got something to do with opposites. And I said, do opposites attract?
Mm.
So that's the question that I got for you. Does opposites attract, or do opposites attract?
Yes, I agree.
How do you come to that conclusion?
I don't know. It's weird. You're looking for this what you never had.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like people who are like born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and mm-hmm. then you know, they're looking to be this. They, you know, all these.
Okay,
Disney
so
stars
you're trying to say like because the reason why I'm saying that is like opposites attract as it applies to relationships. So you saying like if a chick. Is born in the suburbs, right? Somewhere. She gonna want a G. Right? She gonna want a gangster dude.
Yeah, probably not all the time, but especially now more than ever, yeah. It's like mm-hmm. majority of, yeah. I do agree with that. Because right. they're like accustomed to, you know, what they're used to. So now mm-hmm. they want something different. Or they want to try something different.
Mm-hmm. You gonna get your heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to deal with it with the dude that's opposite. So mm-hmm. so now if a chick grow up in straight up in the hood, she gonna want a nerd.
That is so true.
That's but then you end up treating that nerd like a bird.
That yeah. Mm. Yeah, that part.
The same way the one that deals with the, that grew up in the suburbs dealing with the gangster dude gonna get her heart broken. So does opposites really attract?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. That's why some people say they want a gangster and a gentleman. They want them in the middle somewhere.
That's true, but I think that's kind of like, I think we gotta tap into ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. once we tap into what we like and what we don't like, we have to be realistic with those things. A lot of us are dating for, like, within our ego. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, yeah, opposites attract, because that might be something that you think you want, mm-hmm. but that's probably not something you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah,
I agree. That's true. I guess if you want to say that. Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man. Like, when you was in high school, everybody that was, I ain't gonna lie, I was somewhat popular in high school, somewhat, because I was rapping, so I was the man for rap, but I ain't really have all the hottest clothes and all that shit like that. So I wasn't really popular for that.
I don't believe him.
No, I wasn't fly like that,
fly
bro.
Guy.
I wasn't fly like that. In my own way, yeah, but I was in a group home and all that, so I was, you know, I wasn't fly like that, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that was are not fly now, buddy.
Right.
And a lot of the chicks that was terrible back then looked good as hell.
Right.
And a lot of the ones that was, like the ones that was like, oh, my boyfriend is 39.
Out here being grown.
Oh, they look toe up now.
Mm-hmm. Like, now they grown.
Do you see that?
I do. Crazy. I see that a lot of the times.
It's crazy. Yeah. I saw this post the other day on Facebook from this girl. It wasn't even a post. She just said it. And then a lot of people was commenting on it. Yeah, girl. I like that too. She said, I don't like my man liking nobody. Do you get that?
I get that in, like, an insecure way.
Okay, what do you think that means?
I don't like my man liking nobody. I don't like my man... I get that as, like, you don't even want the guy to have any girlfriend, any friends, any right. female friends. Right. But depending on the, you know, industry he's in, mm-hmm. when it comes to networking and, you know... Mm-hmm. and building, you know, relationships and things like that, you have to, you know, have... First of all, you got to have a healthy relationship at home before mm-hmm. you even start having, you know, healthy relationships outside. So everything is, you know, domino effect. But, yeah, I get insecurity from that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a post?
Yeah, it was a post. And I was like... Mm-hmm. And then a lot of girls were like, yeah, I don't like my man liking nobody either, like... I want my man exclusively for me too. But then that's how I read it. I read it like, okay, you're basically saying you don't want the dude to have any friends
right.
at all. You don't, like, if he's chilling, you don't, and somebody, a woman approaches him, like, you might feel some type of way or whatever.
So you might even throw off the energy. Remember earlier we were talking about energy is contagious? Yeah. Now.
That's
you know,
negative energy, and then you're going to mess up your whole relationship.
Right? Might have messed up $1 million deal or a $1 billion
deal. I got
a
question for you. This is the magical question, folks. Magical question for a woman. I got a woman on the couch, and this is the A word, accountability.
Okay. Wow, my favorite word.
Oh, that's your favorite word?
Yep. I was just having a debate about this earlier with somebody.
That's your favorite word.
Let's get it. Mm-hmm.
You sure that's your favorite word?
My favorite word.
Because I've never met one woman on this planet that holds herself accountable when she is wrong.
I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Never.
Oh my God.
I never met. And you know what? That's probably an exaggeration. Let me say this.
Okay. All right.
That's probably an exaggeration.
You know they gonna see.
What? I don't care. But what I'm saying is, it's probably an exaggeration. Let me say this. The majority of women that I know do not hold themselves and have known, did not hold themselves accountable for the things that they did that was wrong.
Mm.
And I can say that a large majority of men that are watching right now would agree with me, because it's just a rare thing. Like,
yeah.
Why?
I agree.
Oh, so you agree to Elizabeth? I do. Okay.
Absolutely.
Why is it like
that? I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry you've never met. I'm totally not in that category, but, you know.
But why is it like that, though? Like, I feel like y'all know, too, and y'all just be like, nah, I'm not.
It's that ego thing, man. I think it's that ego.
Like, if you cheat, like, when a woman cheats, it's kind of like they deal with the sadness afterwards or the guilt after, not during. Because they're not going to let you know that they feel bad about what they did. And it doesn't even have to be a cheating situation. It could be something else.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I probably can't, like, speak on that because I've never been in that position. Mm-hmm. But
never cheated?
If I'm being technical, I have. Like, I'll be honest.
But you,
like,
was young or something, so it don't count.
Not that it don't count.
It don't count no.
No, it's not that. It's just I told you I'm an accountable person. So
okay.
Yes, I have. But if I wanted to give any excuse, it would probably be because we were already in a bad place, even though that there is no excuse for cheating in general, because I always believe in you should leave instead of, like, you know, playing that game. But that was the situation then. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. What is the number one reason for lack of accountability?
But as far as, like, the number one reason for lack of accountability, I think is it goes back to ego.
Ego.
Yeah, like, you know, everyone is always trying to protect their ego. Mm-hmm. And, like, not a lot of people know how to put their ego to the side sometimes, their pride to the side sometimes, to even, you know, see a different perspective or understand or respect a different perspective. Even if you don't understand that perspective, because you're moving at your own pace and you're in a different stage in your life. But at the end of the day, you should step outside that realm, step outside that ego, and you'll be able to take accountability.
Now, a lot of the times when you meet somebody, I'm speaking, you know, a lot of times we meet women too. Y'all, like, speak what's on your mind. Say what's on your mind. You could talk to me. You could talk to me whenever you want to. You want to sit down? You want to talk? You want to talk? You can talk to me. Whenever you want to talk, we can talk tomorrow. You want to call me and talk tomorrow? We can talk. Talk. All right. Soon as a nigga talk, soon as you start talking, either you get cut off, and this doesn't happen all the time, but I'm just saying, you get cut off.
No, you have a point. The thing is, I can't relate to a lot of, like, even of my friends, right? Like, a lot of people, like, a lot of women, right? In general. Because, let me clarify that. I can't relate to a lot of women in my environment. I can't relate to a lot of women in my environment as much. But when I hear these stories, I do try to give that positive, you know, uplifting, or that message, like, to be like, hey, listen, like, it goes both ways. Because that's one thing I had to realize. If you know, want something, then you have to make sure that you know, I'm sorry.
Talk.
It's just like.
No, that's the word. You gotta make sure you talk.
That's exactly. What I'm saying. Exactly.
Because silence gets nothing. So, like, a lot of the times we talk about communication, we don't communicate. But I think,
exactly.
But what I was saying was,
be
like,
one sided.
But what I'm saying, like, y'all be saying that, and then it just makes us silent, though. And then we go
but
silent.
See, that's the part. Is the y'all part. Don't be putting.
I'm just saying. I'm putting you don't and all the women in the same category until y'all break us out of it. I'm just saying, y'all, in general. You know what I'm talking about, woman. I ain't saying you, everybody else. I'm saying a lot of women.
No, I know you're messing
around. And you have friends that are women, so you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I can't really, like, even when I'm telling my stories, they can't relate. Like, it's hard for, like, you get me? Because it's like my analogy or my the way I think and the way I move with certain things, they'd be like, girl, if it was me, I would've. You understand? And it's just like, but communication is key.
Right.
You know, so I always give somebody the benefit of the doubt, and then.
All right. Would you ever talk to your friend's ex?
No, hell no.
Mm-mm. Why?
That's a code for me. Why? I mean, I don't judge or like, you know, I don't have any, you know.
She said you nasty.
No, I'm not saying that, but I don't believe in that. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I just don't believe in that.
All right, watch this now.
Same way, yeah.
Would you ever talk to your ex friend's ex? Now, it's not.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Oh, ex friend? Like, yeah, ex. You're no longer.
So you're not friends with this person no more. And now you meet this dude, and the dude is like the best thing ever. Is that gonna be like a thing? Is this gonna make you feel a type of way or something?
If I ever considered you my friend, mm-hmm. even though we're not friends anymore,
mm-hmm. which means you were never a friend. But go ahead.
Mm. Well, reason in the season. I believe reason in the season. Okay. But for that reason in that season, you know, but. Still, my code. I get it. I don't judge anybody else, but I wouldn't.
It's not your thing.
I wouldn't. Yeah. It would just go, like, over, like, one of my morals. And,
all right. Yeah. Here's another thing I was looking at earlier, right? I'll be randomly spitting these joints because you know how I do.
Okay.
I was looking at a situation earlier. I said, damn, this is crazy, right? So, would you feel weird, or is there a problem with your man buying his ex something for Christmas while he buys, yeah, just in general, for Christmas, birthday, whatever?
Is this ex like a child of his, like, the mother of his child?
Okay, that's a good question. So if it's the mother of the child,
yeah,
is the father allowed to buy? I'm saying allowed because you know, it's crazy. Like, whoa.
Yeah. For me, I feel like I would want to be in a situation where if mm-hmm. I'm with someone who has mm-hmm. a child, mm-hmm. like they have to have a healthy relationship with that other parent.
Yeah, but I ain't buying you nothing.
It depends on how it depends on how healthy the relationship is. If we all like, if we're all like a family and we do things
in
together.
In an ideal world, I would love that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not like that.
That's true. That's true.
Because people hold on to bitter things. Like, I was asking a question the other day on Twitter. I said, how long does it take to stop being a bitter baby mama or the bitter baby daddy? Like, how long does that take to stop acting like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think in that case, again, with the ego thing, a lot of people have babies to try to, like, you know, keep the relationship or keep it going, and then, you know, the child is born and y'all want to use the child as a pawn and fighting over, you know, and it's a nasty fight. But at the end of the day, once you guys already agreed on having this child, it's just like, you should understand it's not about y'all anymore, it's about the child.
You made that sound so easy. That's how I know a lot of dudes, like, I ain't even gonna say some situations because niggas gonna be like, yo, why you talking about me for? And, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna leave that alone. I don't be going too deep into the issues or whatever, but I ain't never gonna be on child support. That's what I'm saying.
You listen, you know what I'm saying? I don't even believe in the whole child support. Like, that's a whole nother topic for another topic. But yeah, that's no. I think it should be a healthy relationship. But if you doing it behind, you know, your wife's back, and even if it's a, you know, the mother of your child, regardless, if y'all not talking, if there's no healthy relationship between your current wife or your current girlfriend and that ex, then no, none of that should be going down behind.
Yo, my friend said that a man would help a woman pay for child support, but a woman would never help a man pay for child support.
A man would help a woman.
Like, so if you
would... Woman be paying child support?
Yo, she said, want to be on child support.
I didn't know that.
They got some dead beats out there. I don't know if you know.
You know what's funny? I know they got dead beats bombs, yeah, but I didn't know that
and
they...
And some of them make money, too. Mm-hmm. Some of them just lazy or whatever it might be. I don't know.
What?
But some of them are on child support, yes.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah, what?
I just learned something today.
You're not lying.
I feel
Stop
crazy.
Playing. You're lying.
I'm so serious. I
you
never
knew
that.
You need to come outside.
Oh, my God.
Okay? You need to come outside and
rock.
Look up and say, oh, there's the sun.
You know what? You're right.
Mean?
I'm outside now. We outside
okay.
now. We outside.
She said, you don't know. It's a lot of people on child support. It's,
did not know
yeah,
that.
It's a woman on child support. Some dead beats out there.
I learned something today. I did not know that. Thank you.
Yo, you made my stomach hurt. I don't know about this one right here because I don't know if you're living under a rock.
Oh, snap.
I was looking at something else. Nah, I don't even want to go off on a tangent. I was looking at something else earlier and this girl was saying that she wanted everything. She wanted everything. I want everything. I want everything. And I'm like, yo. Do you know that if you don't ask for anything, you get everything? That's how it is with guys.
Mm.
That's how most men are. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't ask. And we'll get. But the day you ask,
mm-hmm.
that's the day it's going to stop.
Right.
How come you don't buy me nothing no more? You go back to that day when you ask him to buy you some shit for the first time.
Mm.
It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a gift person?
I am.
You love gifts.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like receiving gifts?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really a big, but I enjoy them. Like, mm-hmm. I think I love the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like
flowers. You like flowers?
I like flowers.
Why
I
do women I like, love flowers? Like,
I like flowers, but I don't rather flowers. I don't really have nowhere to put them. Like, I could put them by my window, yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we live in New York, that the weather changes. Plus, when the flowers are cut, they're already dead. You know that, right?
Damn,
there's nowhere to, you know what I'm saying? There's no, the thought is nice. All
right, so you rather some edible arrangements.
That's cool. I could eat that.
Some
yes.
fruits.
Yeah,
some fruits.
That's cute. But I'm not really a big, I'm really like little things with me. Because, see, gifts can blind you. So, like, for me, it's little things.
Mm. But then my friend said, she said, men with money have no problems giving it. So, now, if I got a lot of money, I'm not going to have no problem. Like, whatever, just here, take that. And it's not even me buying your love. I'm just giving it to you because I don't have a problem giving it to you.
Okay,
so,
you could give it to me, but what else are you giving to me? Are you giving me affection?
Giving you this
are you giving
beef?
Me love? You see, no, that's the thing. And chicks be getting, chicks and dudes, they be getting caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then the ego, the whole ego thing of your mind. But like, mm-hmm. are we connecting on a real level? Are we, you know, are we setting goals? Are mm-hmm. we continuing to invite each other.
Let's think about this though. The average man, you know? The average man that's making a lot of money is out working a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What time you getting? You
yeah.
ain't getting no time.
No, you're right.
You're going to get some FaceTime.
You're
I'm gonna
right.
call you while I'm out.
You absolutely right.
Nah, that's why but, I said average man because, you know, they still got dudes that's making a lot of money that's
home.
Woman
got to understand them.
Or that could, you know, drop in whenever they please. And most of the time, they scamming, but anyway.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not dealing with that realm of dudes, of mm-hmm. or the scam, whatever. But at the end of the day, even if I'm with a man, and his job requires him to be, or the industry he's in requires him to be on the road all the time, or not home all the time. Mm-hmm. And I got myself involved with this person. So we gotta set healthy boundaries when we're dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So setting a healthy boundary is knowing what type of man you want, what type of woman you want.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know I want a man that's making money, and that's on the same level like mindset as me,
mm-hmm.
then I have to also understand that he's not gonna be home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So it's a and that's
so
what
I'm gonna get me a stay at home job so I can stay at home with my woman.
You know, if that's the case, if that's how you feel,
stay
get you a dude that have a stay-at-home job that, and he's always at home, and vice versa. But understand, you know what you're getting
get
into.
Tired of him if you're around him all day, though.
That balance, mm-hmm. it got to be a healthy balance of things. But people don't get that. They want to go through all the trials and tribulations, and that's fine. Cause mm-hmm. look, at their own mm-hmm. pace, right?
Yeah, move at your own pace.
Your own pace.
Stella said it. You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Stella, mm-hmm. and you know, on this show, relationships and trending topics, and we having a wonderful time right now, and we getting in the mind of Stella, okay? Cause Stella, she's gonna get her groove back too. She's gonna get her groove back today.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting
right.
Back.
So I heard something in the air, and they said that every woman has an ex that still want to smash.
Oh yeah, I believe that. I definitely believe that. Every man too.
Every man
got some.
Still got an ex that want to smash.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is somebody ex right now? Like, nobody don't want to smash. No, nobody don't want him no more. No, they watching that right now. Like, no.
Facts.
So I mean, I think that a lot of people who think that. It's because that's how they think, though. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that still want to smash the ex. Yeah, they the ones that still want to smash the ex.
Oh, you see, you are a smart man.
Give me five.
You know what I'm saying? You know what you're talking about. Right. Because that's exactly right.
They the ones that still want to smash. So it's, in their mentality, they like, yeah. You still, because a lot of times you get blamed for that.
Yeah.
You get blamed for that. It's like, oh yeah, I know you still dealing with it. Why? Because you would still deal with
exactly the person that,
if you were still dealing with somebody, you probably would, but that's not my style. Mm. Right? That's not my style. So I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And just I kind of feel the same way, like when people, not all depends on the dynamic mm-hmm. of the relationship, but when like someone is usually accusing, like in my case and that I experienced before mm-hmm. is like someone accused me of cheating, but mm-hmm. that's only because they were cheating. You get mm-hmm. me? But like they would consistently cheating. Bring it up when it's like, when do I have the time? I'm always like, that was, you know, was, we were younger, but I'm always with you. And like, when do I have the time? I work, I go to school. Mm-hmm. But it's because you're doing it. So mm-hmm. you wanna pick this fight and
she was know. Just talking to you, whoever yeah. you are. She just because you're doing it. You
you
so be talking to you. Yo, they say that the average man like yo, before I even say this, right? If a dude wants to know your body count, is that like a signal to you? Like cause me, I think that's
like little boyish to me. I mean,
okay.
You know, like I mean, I could be. It's just telling me the type of conversation.
Because you can
of,
lie.
You right. So what's the point of the else. Yeah?
What's the point of the question?
You know, I'm saying like not what's the point of your you know, but it's just like, you know.
Why would a dude ask you your body count? Because I wouldn't want to know, by the way, goddamn, I don't want to know nobody's body count. That's just going to turn you off. Because by the time she hit a certain age, you're going to have 59 goddamn bodies under that body.
I damn sure don't want to hear your body count.
But look.
I don't want to have to ask you what's your, like, you know what I mean?
They say the average dude had at least 50 women by the time he hit the age of 30.
I could believe that.
But I was watching Charlamagne, and yeah. he was like, 50,
my guy.
50, like, yo, that's two. That's crazy. That's an outrageous number. What?
Did
I'm
he?
Like, how
did he
that?
Say that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he said outrageous, but he was acting as if it was a crazy number because some dude said that he had like 1,000 women before.
Oh, like, I did hear that. Like, yes,
like,
I did.
So I know.
Yes.
One particular dude that I grew up with that then had 50 chicks by the time he was 12.
Mm. That part.
He was smashing all the chicks in the neighborhood, like, bruh.
Yeah, I think like, we all know doing? At least one or two of those.
You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Stella from Stella Talks, and I was just talking about every woman and the phase that they go through, and it was just like a brief moment, and I was saying every woman has a smut phase. Mm. And you asked me, what is a smut? And I said, mm-hmm. a smut is a slut. It did the movies. You take the L out of slut and you put the M in. Uh-huh. And that was what she did. She filmed the whole movie. So I would say the classification falls under which type of movie you filmed. Right? And it don't have to be with a phone. You just felt like you was in
a movie.
In a movie. It could have been two dudes. It could have been one. But you knew it was a camera around. You just felt like it was one around, didn't you? Yo, you know what's crazy? I don't like being filmed while I'm fucking. While I'm smashing. I don't curse a lot on the show. I don't like being filmed while I'm smashing. I don't like that.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
If I have a really intimate relationship with someone, I think it's kind of fun. But we have to have that like real.
We signing thing. Something because I don't want my beef on the internet.
You know, because
they're gonna use my joint to get chicks on a dating profile. You feel me?
You got a point, but it's usually on like my device. You know, yeah, if I decide
your
like
your phone can be hacked.
Yeah, you got a point.
Right. This is what I'm saying. There's a video out there right now, me you doing something, mine, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got it.
It's somewhere in the cloud, you're right. It's somewhere in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Even if you think it's deleted, it's somewhere in the cloud.
Yeah, there's a video.
But you want to know something? I try not to think about it too much because I feel like that would a lot of our information. Mm-hmm. So.
There's a video out there of me right now. That's about two of them. One when I was really young, and that was on like a camcorder or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
Guess it makes it different when your body is involved, completely naked.
Yeah, I wasn't even gonna get all deep into that, but I'm just saying. I was about to go into the way that people dress and how they keep themselves, right? Like, how important is that to you when it comes to dating? Like, how important is it for a guy to be kept well in the way that he dresses?
I think it's super important. Like, especially for me, the older I get, the more I realize the more important it is. Especially because of certain settings I'm in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in the hood, but that don't mean that, you know, I understand that you want to keep your waves flowing, keep your do-rag, you go to sleep with it, but you ain't got to come outside with it.
You ain't got to come out to a business meeting with your do-rag on?
Yes, 100. I hate that. I hate to see someone like walking out, like out or in a setting or in a club or in a lounge. Like, it's
with a do-rag on.
Yeah, that's why certain
dress. Why are you wearing a do-rag in a lounge?
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Well, you won't even see that happen based on dress. That's why dress codes are put in place. But for me specifically, it's important.
All right. Very so important. If that's important to you, right? Now, if a dude doesn't dress well, but has everything going on for itself and refuses to dress well, what do you think about that? Like, do you think you can deal with somebody like that, or are you just like, scrap it, I can't?
I feel like I'm like that. Like, I like nice stuff, but I'm not like, and it depends on what's dressed well, what's your meaning of dressed well, what's this person mean, because I'm not
to your liking. To whatever your liking is, because if you like a dude that dress well, then this dude might not. He might be like, you know what? All these bills and all that, I can't afford this right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. But like for me, like dress well. Like as long as you're presentable. Like I like a dude. Like, you know, like when you're comfortable, you wear a hoodie and your jeans. Mm-hmm. You know, sneakers. You know, we're going to a different setting. You know, time and place. You could put on a casual button down. You know, you gotta know a dude that know how to put on sneakers and shoes.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes it's a smokescreen
designer.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what I mean by like, what do you mean by dress well? Because like there's people who's, I can't mess with him. If he don't wear this, or if he don't wear, I'm not like that. So it's like, but I get people who are like that. So
sometimes there's a smoke screen. Sometimes a dude will be dressed to the nines. That's how they say it, right? Dressed to the T. And then he's broke. Or he's dead broke.
You mean with the all the designer? He got the Louis Bell.
I know somebody right now that got more designer than the person who made the designer.
Absolutely.
That don't have one damn dollar.
Absolutely. Shit. I know somebody, right? I'm sorry. I know, you know, but Yeah, I know a few people. I know a lot of people.
The ratio don't match.
It's not matching. The math like ain't matching.
We was talking about this earlier about how you got 100,000 followers on Instagram, but you got 2 likes.
Oh, the bots. Yeah. The bots. They buying the bots.
Yeah, they buying the bots.
They buying the bots.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't really like to see people do that. And you know what? Yeah. At one point in time, Instagram did take away... like the fake followers.
They did
followers.
It like twice. Yeah. The fake followers.
Boy, yeah. I can't wait for the second round.
The comments being fake. I know the likes be... that, and that's what I'm saying. The comments be throwing off the ratio.
No, the comments.
You know what I mean?
All right, so now the algorithm works where the more that people interact with your post is the more Instagram promotes you.
Right.
So if a lot of people comment on it, then Instagram will promote you. And mm-hmm. so that's the job of those bots. And a lot of them work in
you know what? Yeah.
They're real people. A lot of them work in a setting where they do that. They get paid a certain amount to do that.
You may be right now. I'm talking like before when they first took the first... Mm-hmm. They did that first wave mm-hmm. when they were taking out, out the fake followers. Yeah, but I did notice like a lot of things did change on Instagram and the algorithm. So I am mm-hmm. relearning that. So, you know, you probably
yeah,
I should just taught me something. Yeah,
it's a wrap. There's a...
But yeah, they buying the bots.
Yo, so back to relationships and trending topics on the red couch. Mm. How far are you willing to go through the struggle, if you are willing to go through the struggle when dealing with a dude? So, like, the struggle can be a shelter. Mm-hmm. Like, are you willing to go through the shelter system? If you lost it all, if the dude lost it all, and he was taking care of you, like, y'all was living together, like, are you willing to go through that?
Oh, okay, so initially it started off where he was taking care
good.
Of me.
Where he was taking care of you.
Oh, yeah. I think
you gonna
only
go through the
right.
shelter system? Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
So now you meet this dude. There's another side of this. You meet this dude. The dude, everything about him is great, great, great. Everything. Like personality. He's lit. But he's in the shelter. Now what?
So, I mean, I think like as long as you have a purpose. Because I can always work with a trying person. You get me? As long as you have a purpose.
Oh, she giving chances out, like cards and shit.
Well, not like that. You know what I'm saying? I think initially...
in a shelter, holla.
I think if I initially meet you, you know, I got my own baggage going on. So if I initially meet you and you have this baggage and my baggage and your baggage ain't bagging...
my baggage plus your baggage is going to equal a big bag.
Exactly,
then we good.
Yeah.
But if not, then
we could, yeah, you know, could work with a trying person.
I feel you. They got the three.
That's the problem.
P's,
yeah,
I
lost
right?
that. Yeah.
I said they got the three P's, right? I was saying this. How to keep a woman. This is some funny.
How to keep a woman?
How to keep a woman. Planning is very important. Pay for some shit.
Yeah, I guess you gotta throw that in there too. That's...
And I don't know what the last P gonna be. What can the last P be?
P? P. We could say...
Pipe it down. No. I guess so. Pipe it down, pipe down, whatever.
Pipe down. We could say, I don't know, damn, P. That's kind of like...
I just gave it to you. Pipe it down.
Yeah. We're going to just stick with pipe it down.
Planning and pipe it down.
Yeah. Preparing. No, that's the same shit.
Planning. Yeah. Planning and preparing is the same thing.
That's true. Propose.
Give me three ways.
Propose.
Oh, yeah. Mom, get out of here. Propose.
That's propose.
Well, I guess so. Yeah,
right?
I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Add that to the three P's.
Yeah.
So the three P's on how to keep a woman: planning, propose, and pipe it down.
Yeah, we gotta still keep that.
Pay for something. No, you gotta pay. Well, if you propose, you might as well pay for it. You already been paying for stuff, obviously, if you're getting on your knees. Because it don't make no sense to get on your knees and propose if you ain't do nothing. What do you think about a woman proposing to a man?
You know, it's funny. When I was younger, I had a different perspective on it. But no, I don't think that that should
happen. That's not a good thing? Yeah. A man supposed to propose to a woman?
I guess, like, yeah. Because, you know, a woman getting on her knees traditionally
is what she does. Oh!
You know, to each his own, like, I mean, you know. Depend on your perspective. Everybody has, like, different type of relationships. So, you know, if you decide to do that, no judgment. I don't think I would do that. Like, I had a different perspective when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said. But, nah.
Give me three ways you could keep a man.
Three ways.
Three ways to keep a man.
Three ways to keep a man. Yes. I would say... communication is key, like we spoke about earlier.
With men, because we like to communicate. Huh? With men, because we like to communicate.
Right, right. Communicate with men, right. and men communicate with women. But women, this message is for you. So, three ways to keep a man: I say communicate, love with, do everything with pure intentions. We don't like that. I think that's, like, super, super big. Even when it comes to something small. I know, like, ladies, you guys like to be, like, we like to be petty when it come to certain things.
That petty's going to get you cheated on.
But, no, everything with pure intentions, because what you put out will come back. And then the third thing would be just, you know, never rule out anything. Mm. Never rule anything out. You know? Always give something or someone the benefit of the doubt until you have credible proof and facts and receipts.
Damn, she went to, like, basically talking about what's going to happen if you cheat.
look, the shoe fit. Damn, wear it. That's crazy. No.
Loyalty. But, yeah. Support. And stability. Those are my three. That's how you keep a man. Mm. Right? Now, a lot of women might say, "Oh, you ain't mentioned sex, right? Like, is sex how you keep a man, though? I guess, right? Because we want it all the time. But is that a big factor, though? Is that the biggest factor?
I think you gotta know yourself. You gotta know your boundaries. You gotta know what you like and what you don't like, because I think that question determines on who you asking. You know.
I went a whole year. I can say this on camera. I went a whole year without doing nothing.
I love that. A couple of times. That's a big deal. A couple of times. That's a really big deal. A couple of times. That's a huge deal.
Right. A couple of times. Yeah. And isn't that, you know what I'm saying? That was literally. I ain't gonna lie. You know I'm. So the thing is, like, I go into these big things where I be work, and I just get into my zone. But at one point in time, I was like, you know what? I'm not about to do nothing with nobody, you know, up there in age, so I could afford a year. You know what I'm saying? When I was 30, nah, son, that year was not gonna happen.
Yeah, but what you talking about? You are 30.
Nah, I can say my age. You see the grays on the beard. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I could go a long time without doing nothing. I could go 2 months. I could go 2 weeks, 6 months, whatever it is, because sex is in the mind. Mm. Like, when you do something with somebody, you got to be attracted to them. When you look them in their eyes, you got to see something.
Mm, I agree.
You got to start trembling when you look at them. This is the one for me. Yeah. You on the red couch or burn? And you sitting here with one of the dopest women I know. Like I said, I always have dope people on my show.
I appreciate and you.
I really enjoyed this conversation. I really enjoyed the conversation that we had today. We're going to chop this up. It's going to look real good. Mm. And I can't wait to be on your show. I'm about to start rapping again.
Oh, I would love that.
I don't even want to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I'm the 40-year-old rapper.
Ooh, I like that. Shh.
Blowing up, don't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
But yeah, I want to be on your show. Can you tell the people where to find you?
Yes, absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. Follow me. My page is Stellar Talks. That's Stella with an R. Mm-hmm. Scientific word for star. right? So not Stella, but Stellar, Stella Talks. We're a platform that promote artistry of all kinds, so not just music, but also entrepreneurs and upcoming businesses. So yeah, follow us there.
Right. You on the Red Couch with Burn, and you can follow me or follow us on Red Couch with Burn on anything. So that's Twitter, Red Couch Burn. But anything else is Red Couch with Burn. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We went viral. We going viral. Stop
viral,
playing.
Baby.
We going viral. Tap in. Follow us and make sure you subscribe. Y'all better stop playing with me and subscribe. Mm.
And put that notification on.
Punch you in your screen.